Welcome back, Wise Minds, your sanctuary for intellectual growth and philosophical exploration. Today we embark on a journey deep into the ancient wisdom of Stoicism, guided by the profound teachings of the venerable philosopher-emperor Marcus Aurelius. In this video, we'll unlock 15 Stoic lessons that transcend time, offering you invaluable insights on how to fortify yourself against the subtle art of manipulation that often pervades our lives. Stoicism, with its roots in ancient Greece, has proven to be a timeless philosophy that empowers individuals to navigate the complexities of existence with grace and resilience. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic sage and the revered Roman emperor, left us a treasure trove of wisdom in his Meditations. Today we'll delve into these timeless reflections, distilling 15 lessons that serve as a shield against manipulation, allowing you to stand firm in the face of external pressures. So, grab your metaphorical armor as we immerse ourselves in the Stoic principles that not only stood the test of time, but also hold the key to mastering the art of self-mastery and navigating life with authenticity. Whether you're a seasoned Stoic or a curious seeker of timeless wisdom, this video is tailor-made for you. Before we dive into the lessons inspired by Marcus Aurelius, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Stoic Wisdom and join our community of thoughtful minds. Hit the notification bell so you never miss out on the profound insights we share on philosophy, personal development, and the pursuit of wisdom. Now, let's embark on this journey together. 15. Stoic lessons that will empower you to rise above manipulation and embrace a life of purpose, virtue, and tranquility. Welcome to the world of Marcus Aurelius and the profound teachings of Stoicism. Lesson 1. Know your values. The first and foundational lesson bestowed upon us by Marcus Aurelius is the imperative to know your values. In the ever-shifting landscape of life, understanding the core principles that define who you are serves as an unshakable anchor. This knowledge not only establishes a moral compass, but also acts as a potent shield against external manipulation. The world is filled with competing ideologies, persuasive voices, and tempting offers, all vying for our attention and compliance. By taking the time to introspect and identify the values that resonate with your true self, you create a fortress of authenticity. This fortress becomes a haven, a sanctuary that stands resilient in the face of external pressures seeking to mold or manipulate your beliefs. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from his own experiences as a ruler facing constant political intrigue, understood the importance of a steadfast moral foundation. In a society where norms and opinions may fluctuate, your values remain a guiding light. They provide clarity in moments of confusion, a north star to navigate the tumultuous seas of influence. As you embark on this journey of self-discovery, consider the principles that truly matter to you, the ideals that define your character and aspirations. Whether it be honesty, integrity, compassion, or justice, these values become the bedrock upon which you build a resilient self. When faced with the potential for manipulation, you can confidently ask yourself, does this align with my core values? This question becomes your shield, deflecting attempts to sway you from the path of authenticity. Knowing your values is not a static endeavor. It's a continuous process of refinement and self-awareness. It requires introspection, honest evaluation, and a commitment to personal growth. By embodying this first Stoic lesson, you not only safeguard yourself from manipulation, but also embark on a transformative journey toward a more purposeful and authentic existence. So, take the time to know your values, for in doing so, you forge an unbreakable bond with your true self, a bond that withstands the winds of influence and manipulation. Lesson 2. Control your reactions. Moving forward along the Stoic path illuminated by Marcus Aurelius, the second lesson invites us to master the art of controlling our reactions. In a world often defined by chaos and unexpected challenges, this Stoic principle serves as a powerful tool for cultivating resilience and autonomy. It's natural for humans to experience a spectrum of emotions, from joy to frustration, anger to elation. Stoicism, however, teaches us not to be slaves to these emotions, but rather to be their masters. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, emphasized the importance of thoughtful reflection before responding to external stimuli. This pause, this moment of intentional consideration, is the linchpin that separates a reactive existence from a purposeful one. Consider a situation where external forces attempt to manipulate your emotions, whether through fear, provocation, or deception. By practicing control over your reactions, you gain the ability to step back and evaluate the situation with clarity. Instead of succumbing to impulsive responses driven by fleeting emotions, you become an observer of your own mind. Stoicism encourages us to pause, take a breath, and choose our responses consciously. This intentional pause is not a sign of weakness, but rather a display of strength and wisdom. It allows you to assess whether the emotions triggered by external stimuli align with your values and principles. Marcus Aurelius, as the ruler of the Roman Empire, faced myriad challenges that tested his composure and resolve. His reflections on self-control highlight the significance of maintaining a steady hand in the face of adversity. By embracing this stoic lesson, you become a master of your own emotional landscape, immune to the whims of external manipulation. In practical terms, this might involve refraining from responding hastily to provocative statements, resisting the urge to retaliate impulsively, or reframing negative situations as opportunities for growth. In doing so, you not only preserve your inner peace, but also demonstrate a resilience that renders external manipulation ineffective. So, as you navigate the complexities of life, remember the second Stoic lesson: control your reactions. By doing so, you not only reclaim power over your emotional responses, but also build a shield against manipulation, ensuring that your actions are driven by conscious choice rather than the capricious tides of emotion. Lesson 3. Question assumptions. The third Stoic lesson, drawn from the well of Marcus Aurelius's wisdom, is the imperative to question assumptions. In a world saturated with information and diverse perspectives, the ability to discern truth from manipulation becomes paramount. This Stoic principle invites us to cultivate a discerning mind, one that is not easily swayed by surface appearances, but seeks the deeper truths that underlie our understanding of the world. In the realm of philosophy, Marcus Aurelius recognized the power of critical thinking and the necessity of questioning assumptions. In his Meditations, he urged readers to scrutinize information, to challenge the validity of beliefs, and to seek a more profound understanding of the forces at play in any given situation. External influences, be they individuals, institutions, or societal norms, often propagate assumptions that can shape our perceptions and decisions. By adopting a Stoic mindset that questions assumptions, you embark on a journey of intellectual autonomy. This journey involves looking beyond the surface, dissecting information, and discerning the underlying motives or biases that may be at play. Imagine a scenario where external forces attempt to manipulate your beliefs or decisions by presenting a skewed version of reality. The third Stoic lesson empowers you to engage in a process of inquiry. Ask yourself, what assumptions am I operating under? Are these assumptions grounded in truth, or are they veiled attempts at manipulation? This process of questioning becomes a shield against the subtle influences that seek to mold your worldview. Marcus Aurelius, as a Stoic philosopher king, navigated a complex political landscape where misinformation and manipulation were prevalent. His commitment to questioning assumptions allowed him to make informed decisions, untethered from the superficial narratives that surrounded him. Practicing this Stoic lesson involves cultivating a healthy skepticism, an intellectual curiosity that propels you to seek a deeper understanding. It's not about rejecting information outright, but rather engaging in a thoughtful examination of the assumptions that underpin it. By doing so, you fortify your mind against manipulation, ensuring that your beliefs are anchored in reasoned inquiry rather than passive acceptance. As you embark on your journey to internalize this Stoic lesson, consider the serenity that accompanies the acknowledgement of your agency. In a world teeming with variables beyond our control, the ability to discern and act upon what is within our grasp becomes a potent antidote to manipulation. So, in the spirit of Marcus Aurelius, focus on what you can control and witness the transformation of external challenges into opportunities for personal empowerment and growth. Lesson 4. Focus on what you can control. Stepping into the fourth Stoic lesson inspired by the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, we confront the powerful principle of focusing on what you can control. In a world rife with uncertainties and external influences, this Stoic maxim becomes a guiding light, steering us away from the turbulence of futile concerns and towards the serenity that lies in our own agency. Marcus Aurelius, facing the challenges of governing an empire, understood the futility of fixating on elements beyond one's control. The Stoic philosophy invites us to channel our energy and attention towards those aspects of life that lie within the realm of our influence, recognizing that attempting to control the uncontrollable is a recipe for frustration and disillusionment. Picture a scenario where external forces attempt to manipulate your emotions or decisions by emphasizing elements beyond your control. The fourth Stoic lesson provides a shield against such manipulations. It prompts you to consciously shift your focus to the aspects of the situation that are within your grasp, your thoughts, actions, and responses. By honing in on what you can control, you reclaim a sense of agency over your own life. This empowerment is not about denying the existence of external factors, but rather about choosing where to direct your attention and efforts. Whether it's navigating personal relationships, work challenges, or unforeseen obstacles, the Stoic mindset encourages a pragmatic approach, addressing what lies within your sphere of influence with diligence and acceptance. In practical terms, this might involve reframing challenges as opportunities for personal growth, redirecting your energy towards constructive actions, and letting go of the futile pursuit of trying to manipulate external circumstances. The Stoic shield forged through this lesson is one of resilience, a mindset that remains steadfast in the face of external pressures, unyielding in its commitment to focus on the actionable. Lesson 5. Choose your associations wisely. Moving deeper into the realm of Stoic wisdom, the fifth lesson, drawn from Marcus Aurelius, beckons us to consider the profound impact of our social circles. This Stoic principle revolves around the timeless advice to choose your associations wisely, a shield against external influences that can subtly shape our values, beliefs, and ultimately, our destinies. Marcus Aurelius, with his keen understanding of human nature, recognized the significance of the company we keep. In his meditations, he reflected on the idea that our associations influence not only our character, but also our capacity to navigate the complexities of life. This Stoic lesson extends an invitation to be intentional about the relationships we nurture and the individuals we allow into our inner circle. Consider the people you surround yourself with, friends, colleagues, family members. The dynamics of these relationships play a pivotal role in shaping your worldview. The fifth Stoic lesson prompts us to reflect on whether our associations align with our values and contribute positively to our growth. Imagine a scenario where external forces seek to manipulate you by leveraging the influence of those around you. By consciously choosing your associations, you build a shield against manipulative tactics. This involves not only evaluating the values and principles of those in your circle, but also recognizing the reciprocal impact. You, too, influence and shape the environment in which you exist. Practicing this Stoic lesson requires a discerning eye, an awareness of the energy, values, and intentions that permeate your social sphere. It may involve setting boundaries with individuals whose influence is not conducive to your well-being and growth. Conversely, it may mean fostering connections with those who inspire, challenge, and uplift you on your journey. Lesson 6. Practice detachment. Delving deeper into the profound teachings of Marcus Aurelius, the sixth Stoic lesson beckons us to embrace the art of detachment. In a world where desires, attachments, and emotions often run rampant, this Stoic principle acts as a potent shield against manipulation, offering the freedom that comes with inner tranquility. Marcus Aurelius, drawing from the core tenets of Stoicism, recognize the power of detachment in navigating the tumultuous seas of life. The sixth lesson encourages us to appreciate the beauty of things without being overly attached to them. This detachment is not a call to apathy, but rather an invitation to cultivate a balanced and resilient mindset. Imagine external forces attempting to manipulate your decisions or emotions by exploiting attachments, whether to possessions, relationships, or outcomes. The sixth Stoic lesson provides a shield against such manipulations. It invites you to step back, observe your attachments with clarity, and consciously choose not to be swayed solely by the ebb and flow of external circumstances. Practicing detachment involves acknowledging the impermanence of life and the transient nature of external possessions or situations. It's about finding a sense of peace and contentment within, irrespective of the external fluctuations that may attempt to dictate your emotional state. Consider the metaphor of holding a bird in your hand. The tighter you grasp, the more likely it is to slip away. Similarly, practicing detachment is about holding life with an open hand, appreciating its beauty while recognizing that ultimately you cannot control or possess everything. This Stoic lesson is not a rejection of passion or engagement with life, but rather an elevation of consciousness, an understanding that true freedom lies in the ability to navigate life without being unduly burdened by attachments. By doing so, you build resilience against manipulative forces that may exploit your desires or fears. As you embark on the journey of practicing detachment, consider areas in your life where attachment may be clouding your judgment or causing undue emotional turmoil. Whether it's letting go of unrealistic expectations, releasing the grip on material possessions, or allowing relationships to evolve naturally, detachment becomes a shield that preserves your inner tranquility in the face of external fluctuations. Lesson 7. Embrace objective judgment. As we delve into the seventh Stoic lesson from the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we encounter the principle of embracing objective judgment. In a world often clouded by subjective biases and emotional reactions, this lesson serves as a critical tool for discerning truth and maintaining clarity in the face of potential manipulation. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently emphasized the importance of seeing things for what they truly are, stripped of personal biases and emotional coloring. This Stoic principle calls for a disciplined approach to perception, urging us to engage with the world through a lens of objectivity and rational analysis. Consider a situation where external forces are trying to manipulate your perspective or decision-making. The Stoic lesson of objective judgment equips you with the mental fortitude to assess circumstances, information, and even people based on factual evidence rather than subjective interpretations or emotional responses. Objective judgment involves a conscious effort to separate facts from opinions, to recognize and set aside personal biases, and to evaluate situations based on their intrinsic merits. It requires a commitment to truth, even when it contradicts our desires or preconceived notions. This approach fosters clear, rational thinking, enabling us to make decisions that are grounded in reality, rather than swayed by external influences or internal distortions. Marcus Aurelius, as a leader, was often faced with complex decisions that required impartiality and clear judgment. His reflections reveal a deep understanding of the human tendency to let emotions and biases cloud our perceptions. By practicing objective judgment, we can navigate life's challenges with a clear and balanced perspective, making decisions that are aligned with our core values and principles. In practical terms, this might involve actively seeking out multiple perspectives before forming an opinion, questioning the validity of your initial reactions, and being open to changing your mind in the light of new evidence. It also means recognizing the difference between what is and what you wish to be, thereby creating a mental space where manipulation finds it hard to take root. Lesson 8. Cultivate self-sufficiency. The eighth Stoic lesson from the teachings of Marcus Aurelius invites us to explore the virtue of self-sufficiency. In an era where external validation and material success are often emphasized, this principle stands as a beacon, guiding us towards inner fulfillment and resilience against manipulative influences. Marcus Aurelius, a Stoic philosopher and a Roman emperor, understood the impermanence of external wealth and the fickle nature of public opinion. He advocated for a life where personal contentment and happiness are not overly dependent on external factors, but are cultivated from within. This lesson of self-sufficiency is not about isolation or rejecting support from others. Rather, it is about developing a core of inner strength and independence. Consider the ways in which modern society often tries to sway us through the lure of material possessions, status, or the approval of others. The eighth Stoic lesson offers a shield against such influences by fostering a sense of completeness within ourselves. When you cultivate self-sufficiency, you reduce your vulnerability to external forces that might seek to manipulate you through your desires or insecurities. Practicing self-sufficiency involves recognizing and nurturing your inner resources, your skills, values, and passions. It's about developing a mindset where your sense of worth and happiness is predominantly derived from your own self, your achievements, and your character, rather than external accolades or possessions. This does not mean that material success or external recognition is unimportant, but rather that they should not be the sole anchors of your self-esteem or happiness. By finding contentment within, you become more resilient in the face of life's inevitable ups and downs. Marcus Aurelius exemplified this principle in his own life. Despite his power and wealth as an emperor, he sought fulfillment through virtue, wisdom, and personal growth, rather than through his imperial status. He understood that true power and happiness come from a well-cultivated inner life, not from external circumstances. To embrace self-sufficiency is to embark on a journey of personal development where you become less reliant on the external world to define your happiness or success. This journey involves setting personal goals, engaging in self-reflection, and cultivating a rich inner life. Lesson 9. Practice mindfulness and presence. As we venture into the ninth Stoic lesson drawn from Marcus Aurelius, we are invited to immerse ourselves in the practice of mindfulness and presence. In a fast-paced world where distractions are abundant and the mind is often preoccupied with the past or future, this Stoic principle offers a sanctuary of focus and clarity, fortifying us against the risks of being manipulated by external influences. Marcus Aurelius, amidst the complexities of his role as a Roman emperor, recognized the profound power of being present in the moment. He understood that dwelling on the past or worrying about the future can lead to a life half-lived, where we are easily swayed by external pressures and miss out on the richness of the present. Consider how often our thoughts are hijacked by regrets from the past or anxieties about the future. This mental state not only diminishes our ability to enjoy and appreciate the present moment, but also makes us more susceptible to manipulation. When we are not grounded in the present, we are more likely to be influenced by fear-mongering, false promises, or distractions. The ninth Stoic lesson teaches us to cultivate mindfulness, a conscious effort to be fully aware of our thoughts, emotions, and experiences in the present moment. It's about developing an acute awareness of our immediate environment, our actions, and our inner selves. By practicing mindfulness, we train ourselves to focus on the here and now, reducing the power that past regrets and future worries have over us. In practical terms, mindfulness can be cultivated through various practices such as meditation, deep breathing exercises, or simply by fully engaging in whatever task or activity you are doing. It involves observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment and bringing your focus back to the present whenever your mind wanders. Marcus Aurelius used mindfulness to maintain his focus and equanimity amidst the challenges of his reign. He believed that by being present, one could respond more effectively to life's challenges, make more rational decisions, and maintain a sense of inner peace. By embracing mindfulness and presence, you create a mental environment where manipulative tactics find it difficult to take root. You become more aware of your actions and decisions and less likely to be swayed by fleeting impulses or external pressures. Lesson 10. Embrace adversity as an opportunity for growth. The 10th lesson from the Stoic teachings of Marcus Aurelius is a powerful one. Embrace adversity as an opportunity for growth. In life, challenges and hardships are inevitable, but the Stoic perspective encourages us to view these moments not as obstacles, but as invaluable chances to strengthen our character and resilience. Lesson 10. Embrace adversity as an opportunity for growth. The 10th lesson from the Stoic teachings of Marcus Aurelius is a powerful one. Embrace adversity as an opportunity for growth. In life, challenges and hardships are inevitable, but the Stoic perspective encourages us to view these moments not as obstacles, but as invaluable chances to strengthen our character and resilience. Marcus Aurelius, who faced numerous challenges during his reign, including wars, plagues, and political strife, consistently viewed these difficulties as opportunities to practice virtue and wisdom. He believed that adversity tests our character and provides a unique opportunity to develop virtues like patience, courage, and perseverance. Consider how often we encounter difficulties in our personal or professional lives. The typical response might be to view these as negative experiences that hinder our progress. However, the Stoic approach, as espoused by Marcus Aurelius, invites us to reframe these challenges as catalysts for personal development and growth. In the face of adversity, manipulative forces often try to capitalize on our fears and insecurities. By adopting a Stoic mindset, we can shield ourselves from such manipulation. Instead of being swayed by the chaos and uncertainty of difficult situations, we can remain focused on what can be learned and how we can grow from these experiences. Practicing this lesson involves a shift in perspective. It means actively looking for the lessons in every challenge, understanding that every obstacle is a chance to practice resilience and fortify your character. It's about asking, what can this situation teach me, rather than lamenting, why is this happening to me? Marcus Aurelius wrote in his Meditations about the importance of facing life's challenges with a calm and composed mind, using them as opportunities to practice Stoic virtues. This mindset transforms adversity from a source of suffering into a source of strength. In practical terms, embracing adversity involves acknowledging the difficulty of a situation without being overwhelmed by it. It means maintaining your composure and making reasoned decisions, even in the face of challenges. It's about recognizing that while you cannot control external events, you can control your reaction to them. Lesson 11. Value your time and energy. Moving into the 11th Stoic lesson derived from Marcus Aurelius, we encounter the essential principle of valuing your time and energy. In a world where distractions are plentiful and demands on our time are constant, this Stoic teaching stands as a vital reminder of the importance of prioritizing our most precious resources. Marcus Aurelius, despite being an emperor with endless demands on his time, was acutely aware of the finite nature of life. He emphasized the importance of using time wisely, focusing on what truly matters and not squandering energy on trivial or unworthy pursuits. This perspective is particularly relevant in today's fast-paced world, where time can easily slip away in unimportant tasks or digital distractions. The manipulation tactics of modern society often hinge on diverting our attention and energy away from our goals and values. By recognizing the value of your time and energy, you build a barrier against such tactics, ensuring that your resources are invested in pursuits that are meaningful and aligned with your personal and philosophical goals. Practicing this lesson involves a conscious effort to evaluate how you spend your time and where you direct your energy. It means setting clear priorities, avoiding procrastination, and saying no to tasks or engagements that don't align with your values or contribute to your goals. For Marcus Aurelius, valuing time and energy also meant engaging in self-reflection and personal growth. He believed in the importance of dedicating time to philosophical contemplation and the betterment of one's character. This can be applied in our lives by allocating time for personal development, whether through reading, meditation, learning new skills, or engaging in meaningful conversations. It also means being mindful of how external influences, like social media, news, or even certain relationships, can drain your time and energy. By being selective about what you allow into your life and how you engage with the world, you conserve your resources for what truly matters. Lesson 12. Seek wisdom continuously. The 12th Stoic lesson from the teachings of Marcus Aurelius implores us to embark on a perpetual quest for wisdom. In a world that constantly evolves and presents new challenges, the pursuit of wisdom becomes not just a virtue, but a dynamic shield against the ever-changing landscape of life. Marcus Aurelius, often referred to as the Philosopher King, held a deep reverence for wisdom. He believed that the journey towards wisdom is ongoing and that each experience, whether pleasant or challenging, offers an opportunity for learning and growth. This Stoic principle encourages us to view life as a continuous classroom, with every moment providing lessons to be gleaned. The manipulation we may face often capitalizes on ignorance or misinformation. By adopting the Stoic mindset of seeking wisdom continuously, we fortify ourselves against attempts to exploit our lack of knowledge or understanding. This involves staying curious, being open to new ideas, and actively seeking knowledge in various domains. Practicing this lesson requires a commitment to lifelong learning. It involves reading, engaging in thoughtful conversations, and exposing oneself to diverse perspectives. Marcus Aurelius, through his meditations, exemplified this commitment by reflecting on his experiences, seeking to understand the complexities of human nature, and constantly refining his understanding of virtue. In the face of manipulative forces that may rely on misinformation or half-truths, the pursuit of wisdom becomes a shield of discernment. By cultivating a well-informed and discerning mind, you are less likely to be swayed by deceptive tactics or false narratives. Wisdom becomes a guiding force, helping you navigate the complexities of life with clarity and resilience. The practical application of this Stoic lesson involves embracing a mindset of intellectual curiosity. It means challenging your own assumptions, questioning established beliefs, and being willing to adapt your understanding based on new information. Seek out sources of knowledge, engage in critical thinking, and recognize that wisdom is not a destination but a journey. Lesson 13. Embrace the impermanence of life. The 13th Stoic lesson, drawn from the profound insights of Marcus Aurelius, beckons us to embrace the impermanence of life. In a world marked by constant change and uncertainty, this Stoic principle serves as a guiding light, teaching us to find serenity in the transience of all things. Marcus Aurelius, as a Stoic philosopher king, recognized the inevitability of change and the fleeting nature of existence. His meditations often reflect on the impermanence of life, urging us to accept the ebb and flow of experiences without becoming overly attached or disturbed. Consider the myriad ways in which external forces may attempt to manipulate us by playing on our fears of loss or the desire for permanence. By adopting the Stoic perspective of embracing impermanence, we build a shield against such manipulations. This involves cultivating a mindset that acknowledges the transient nature of both joy and sorrow, success and failure. Practicing this lesson requires a willingness to let go of attachments and expectations that contribute to suffering. It involves recognizing that change is an inherent part of life and that resisting it only leads to turmoil. Instead, embracing impermanence means finding equanimity in the face of life's fluctuations. Marcus Aurelius, who faced the challenges of leading an empire, understood that external circumstances are beyond our control. What we can control is our response to these circumstances. By embracing impermanence, we free ourselves from the grip of anxiety and create a mental space where manipulation struggles to take hold. In practical terms, this might involve cultivating gratitude for the present moment, acknowledging the transient nature of both joy and hardship. It's about reframing challenges as opportunities for growth rather than insurmountable obstacles. By doing so, you build resilience and fortify yourself against attempts to manipulate your emotions or decisions based on the fear of change. In essence, the 13th Stoic lesson invites us to dance with the rhythm of life, accepting its impermanence with grace and wisdom. By embracing the transience of all things, we create a shield against manipulation, anchoring ourselves in a mindset that finds strength in the midst of change. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. Lesson 14. Nurture resilience in the face of adversity. The 14th Stoic lesson, inspired by the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, encourages us to nurture resilience in the face of adversity. In a world where challenges are inevitable, this Stoic principle serves as a robust shield, empowering us to face adversity with courage, strength, and a steadfast spirit. Marcus Aurelius, who experienced the complexities and trials of ruling an empire, understood the importance of resilience. His meditations often reflect on the idea that challenges are not roadblocks, but opportunities for growth. This Stoic lesson invites us to view adversity as a testing ground for our character, where the forging of resilience becomes paramount. Consider how external forces may attempt to manipulate us by exploiting moments of hardship or distress. By nurturing resilience, we build a formidable defense against such manipulations. Resilience is not merely about enduring difficulties, it's about facing them with an indomitable spirit, learning from the experience, and emerging stronger on the other side. Practicing this lesson involves cultivating a mindset that sees adversity as a natural part of life's journey. It's about reframing challenges as opportunities for personal and philosophical development. Rather than succumbing to despair or resentment in the face of difficulties, resilience empowers us to confront adversity with grace and strength. Marcus Aurelius emphasized the importance of maintaining one's composure in times of hardship. Resilience, in his view, is not a passive acceptance of difficulties, but an active engagement with life's trials. It involves drawing on inner strength, wisdom, and the principles of Stoicism to navigate challenges without being unduly swayed by them. In practical terms, nurturing resilience may involve adopting a growth mindset, learning from setbacks, and cultivating self-compassion. It's about acknowledging that setbacks and failures are not indicators of weakness, but opportunities for learning and refinement. By doing so, you not only build a shield against manipulative forces, but also foster a spirit that remains unbroken in the face of adversity. In summary, the 14th Stoic lesson encourages us to nurture resilience as a fundamental aspect of our character. By approaching adversity with a spirit of strength and resilience, we not only fortify ourselves against manipulation, but also embody the Stoic ideal of facing life's challenges with courage and wisdom. As Marcus Aurelius reminds us, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injustice. Lesson 15, cultivate gratitude for the present. The 15th and final Stoic lesson, derived from the teachings of Marcus Aurelius, is a call to cultivate gratitude for the present. In a world that often propels us toward future aspirations or dwells on past regrets, this Stoic principle serves as a powerful shield against discontent and a pathway to a fulfilling life. Marcus Aurelius, known for his reflections on the fleeting nature of time, understood the importance of appreciating the present moment. This Stoic lesson invites us to resist the allure of constant striving and to find contentment in the richness of what exists here and now. Consider how external forces may attempt to manipulate us by fostering discontent or promoting the idea that happiness lies in future achievements or acquisitions. By cultivating gratitude for the present, we erect a shield against such manipulations. This involves recognizing and appreciating the blessings and opportunities that exist in our lives at this very moment. Practicing this lesson requires a conscious effort to shift our focus from what is lacking to what is abundant in our lives. It's about acknowledging the simple joys, relationships, and experiences that contribute to our well-being. By cultivating gratitude, we foster a mindset that is resistant to the discontent often propagated by external influences. Marcus Aurelius, in his Meditations, frequently reflected on the ephemeral nature of life and the importance of cherishing the present. Gratitude, in his philosophy, becomes a way to connect with the inherent beauty of existence, transcending the constant pursuit of future goals. In practical terms, cultivating gratitude involves daily reflection on the positive aspects of your life. It may include keeping a gratitude journal, expressing appreciation to others, or simply taking moments throughout the day to savor the present. By doing so, you build a shield against the manipulation that preys on dissatisfaction and perpetuates the illusion that happiness is always just out of reach. As we conclude this journey through 15 Stoic lessons inspired by the wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, we find ourselves equipped with a robust set of principles, each serving as a shield against the myriad manipulations that life may present. The Stoic philosophy, with its emphasis on virtue, resilience, and the cultivation of a mindful and grateful mindset, provides a timeless guide for navigating the complexities of the human experience. These lessons, drawn from the meditations of Marcus Aurelius, invite us to engage with life in a way that transcends the superficial and endures the test of time. In facing challenges, questioning assumptions, and embracing impermanence, we discover not only the strength to withstand manipulation, but also the keys to a more authentic and fulfilling existence. As we ponder these Stoic teachings, let us remember that the journey towards wisdom and virtue is continuous. It's not about achieving perfection, but about embracing the process of growth, learning, and self-discovery. In the words of Marcus Aurelius, very little is needed to make a happy life. It is all within yourself, in your way of thinking. May these Stoic lessons serve as a guiding light, inspiring you to navigate life's challenges with courage, clarity, and an unwavering commitment to your own well-being. As you embark on this journey, may you find strength in the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius and the Stoic philosophy, a shield that empowers you to face the complexities of life with resilience, virtue, and an enduring sense of inner peace.